Jason, how are you?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. So, I tried to jog Jason's memory the other day on it when I was
special K.
So
that's called name recognition. That's name recognition.
That's it. So Jason has been in the music business for God, what seems like forever.
Hey, easy
man.
Now, buddy.
No. I'm saying that in a good way.
Okay, good.
So, all the way back to, you can go back to Saigon Kick with you. And then of course from Saigon Kick, you moved into, let me see if I'm right. Super Transatlantic. Is that the one that was next?
That would appear to be true.
and then you actually started, your own record label with Beeler Brother Records. And, that's where I first started dealing with you is when you had the record label. And now you've got your solo stuff that you're working on. So what we want to talk about is your solo stuff, the stuff you got going on currently right now. So tell us a little bit about your solo stuff and the whole I want to make sure I got it right. What is it?
If Baron Von? You can win a Samsung toaster. So let me see what you can do here.
All right. The Baron luck. Von Bielski Orchestra.
Close enough.
Ooh.
Okay.
You're not in the running for the toaster, but it was close enough.
All right. So tell us a little bit about all of that.
Basically, I got approached to do a record end of last year, January or so. And I figured I'd just reach out to like 20 or 30 of my friends and see if they wanted to be a part of it. Figuring that due to the way life is, touring other records, that, you know, four or five would say yes and it would never happen. Then, of course, the pandemic kind of kicked in. Everybody said yes, which was amazing. So it was just a dream come true to be able to work with people like David Ellefson and Butch Walker and Devin Townsend and Bumblefoot and,
ooh, nice.
You know, the list goes on and on. I mean, it's I'm definitely the least valuable player on this team.
So I want to ask you this, and I want to dig into because of your experience in the music business and going through this pandemic and going through everything that's going through right now in the music business. You've been in it for quite a while. You've been on both sides of it. From your start in the music business to where we're at now, what do you think are some of the biggest changes and some of the biggest hurdles that you have to overcome now?
You know, for me, it's a great question, but I think what's always driven me is I love music. I love making music. I love all kinds of music. I mean, I listen to everything. If you came to my, you know, studio, you'd hear Barry Manilow next to Meshuggah. I mean, it's like, yeah. I don't care. I just like tunes. You know what I mean? And that's always been my focus. So while I'm aware of these, you know, good times and bad times, or sometimes you're more successful, or, you know, it's definitely a good thing to have a hit record versus not a hit record. My focus is generally on the fact, like, I'm just lucky that, you know, like I look at it this way. I got to make a record with 30 of my friends. The fact that right now it's all of a sudden starting to blow up a bit and, you know, it's getting all this attention is just like kind of an icing on the cake thing. But I still have been making that record. So, you know, the only thing I ever say to other musicians is, I mean, you got to decide whether you want to be famous or a rock star or a Kardashian, or do you love making music? Because if you love making music, then you can always find happiness. You know, not saying that it's not always good to have better things. You know, it's always nice to have packed shows. It's always nice to have more people like it. But if, you know, and I do really know how lucky I am that I've been a professional musician since I'm 18 years old. And there's a lot of talented musicians that are working construction, just as talented as me, as if not more so. So I'm aware of that luck, but I still, regardless of where my career would be, I'd still be in my studio writing tunes, whether one person listened or a million people listened.
Yeah. So do you think you'll ever get back into the whole record label side of it?
My experience from being on a major label as a young kid and having that kind of run, and then, winding up having a label and working with a ton of different bands has made me realize I hate all bands, all musicians, all labels, all managers.
Nice.
I have a universal hatred for everything.
Is that the ugly side of it? That's the ugly side of it?
It's just joking around. I mean, you know, it's amazing. There's a lot of great stuff. It's just like anything else. But it was really an honor to work with a lot of those bands and get to, you know, I'm a fan first and foremost. So when I saw bands like Nonpoint, or Skindred or, you know, anybody on our label, Carnival, I was just like, oh my God, how can the world not know about this? I've got to go try to amplify this so other people see what I just saw. The same way I was when I was a kid and I saw Jane's Addiction for the first time, and like they opened for Iggy Pop in front of maybe 50 people. And I was like, I literally went home and grabbed five friends and drove to Orlando the next night to make them go, like they all thought I was insane, but I literally made them go see that. And that's the way I've always felt when I see something that I'm passionate about. I just kind of want to try to spread it.
Well, that's why we started this entire show, was the exact same reasons that you just said. We didn't want to do a music label or you know, record label. We wanted to do an internet streaming platform. So I totally understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So where would people find Jason Bieler's music now?
The new record's coming out January 22nd. It's all over all the major streaming platforms. There's a double vinyl record, CDs. It's the whole deal. So I guess whatever format pleases your suits your fancy, we should have something for you. Hopefully.
Awesome. Well, Jason, I want to thank you for joining us. I know it was short notice, but you spent the time with us, so thank you very much. And I'm glad you're still doing your thing, man.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time, guys, and good luck with everything. And it's you know, the fact that you guys are pushing music local and national is awesome, man. So just keep the, you know, keep the dream alive.
That's right.
There's like seven of us left working in the music business. Someone has to do
that. Those are the seven people I want to be around, though.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
All right, man.
You too. Bye-bye.